Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Jesus Knight.
Jesus Knight, and let's hear it. Let's hear it. Yes, in the building. Let's hear it. And for those of you at home who might be confused, I'm not Charlemagne. I'm the other black guy. Unless I f it up, in which case I am Charlemagne. I'm so excited to be back in my hometown, New York City. Listen. I have a question. Is the Bronx in the building? What about Brooklyn? What about Staten Island? Thank you. I told security not to let them in. Listen, we've got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into some headlines. Look, I know there's a lot going on in the world right now. There's so much news. But it's also my first day. I'm still getting used to everything, like where the cameras are. So let's ease into the... Shit. Let's ease into everything with some sports news. And by sports news, I mean Taylor Swift, America's sweetheart. She did some charity over the weekend by shining a spotlight on a little unknown sport called football.
Do we begin with Taylor Swift's secret handshake?
Swift attended another Kansas City Chiefs game to see her rumored boyfriend, Travis Kelce, and she was sitting with Brittany Mahomes, wife of quarterback Patrick Mahomes. They broke out a celebration handshake after the Chiefs touchdown.
Yo, she really nailed that. You can see her concentrated too. She's like, slap, slap, turn, bump. You got this, girl. Also, props to Brittany Mahomes. She leveled up. She went from being the quarterback's wife to Taylor Swift's BFF. That's like the highest level a white woman can get. I will say it's a good thing Taylor is dating someone on a good team. If she was dating someone on the Jets, she wouldn't have like a touchdown handshake. She'd just have like a reassuring shoulder tap. We'll get them next time. You can't win them all or any of them. But let's move on to another legend. He's not selling out stadiums or dominating headlines, but he's an inspiration to millions of people around the world who want to skip out on a check.
We've heard him dining and dashing, but how about dying and dashing? Yeah, this Lithuanian man was arrested in Spain after allegedly faking heart attacks in at least 20 restaurants across the country to avoid paying his bill. Police say he would order food and drinks and then perform a theatrical fake heart attack that fooled at least 19 restaurants. That was until staff at the 20th restaurant caught on. The bill he was caught on was $37 for some paella and shots of whiskey.
First of all, look at this legend. Are we sure he's not having a heart attack? He looks like he's dying and being born at the same time. I don't know what's worse, that he was acting out heart attacks or that he was doing it during the actor's strike. Stealing is wrong, scabbing is unforgivable, my guy. My other question is, how far did he actually take it? Did he actually go to the hospital or was he just like, I'm dying. It's fine. I'll grab an Uber, but box that up. The bread too, please. But you know, this scam only works in a country with universal health care. In America, health care is so bad, people pretend they're not having heart attacks to save money. Not be. Don't call the Hamlets. Let me sleep on it. All right. Doing well so far. All right, let's get into some real news. Let's talk politics. Sheila Jackson Lee is a congresswoman from Texas who's running for mayor of Houston. H-Town. Although based on some leaked audio that just came out, you know who's not voting for her? Her staff.
Where is it? What date was it? Oh, from yesterday. Sure, Rome took it upstairs. I have to call.
I don't want you to do a goddamn thing. I want you to have a f***ing brain. I want you to have read it. I want you to say Congresswoman was such and such date. That's what I want. That's the kind of staff that I want to have. I need to ensure my schedule. And, you know, if Boo-Boo did it, shit-ass did it, face did it. And nobody knows a goddamn thing in my office. Okay? Nothing. I gave it to you. Your job was to get it on the calendar, not to, oh, Jerome has it. Okay? So when I called Jerome, he only sit up there like a fat-ass, stupid idiot, talking about what the f- he doesn't know. Okay? Both of y'all are f***ed up the f***ing F. It's the worst shit that I could ever have put together. Two goddamn big-ass children. F***ing idiots. Serve no goddamn purpose.
Goddamn! Listen, if you get an older black woman to talk like that, you f*** all the way up. Listen, only way you're getting out of this, fake a heart attack. But it's nice to know Democrats can get angry about something, because usually they're really meek, like, I guess we won't pay off these student loans, oh well. Meanwhile, she's like, hey, what fat ass f***ed up my calendar? Damn it, Jerome! And you know what? C-SPAN would be the number one channel in America if Congress could talk like this. Ah. Good afternoon, esteemed colleagues and motherfuckers. A lot of you dumb ass face shit rags been running your nasty little mouths regarding spending bill H.R. 337. You little shits are really as stupid as you look. I yield my time. But good news for Sheila, because Congress has way bigger issues to deal with right now. Republicans are trying to figure out a new Speaker of the House. And surprise, surprise, even Republicans don't like other Republicans.
On Friday, House Republicans dropped Jim Jordan of Ohio as the nominee in a secret ballot after his three failed attempts to get elected.
He's out.
What do you think?
He's out.
At least nine Republicans are now vying to be the Speaker of the House, setting the stage for a new candidate forum tomorrow. Among the contenders, Byron Donalds of Florida, retired Marine Corps Lieutenant General Jack Bergman of Michigan, and Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota, who's backed by ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
That's right, they got nine Republicans running for Speaker now. I'm gonna be honest, I kinda wanna root for Byron. I feel like he might be my guy. I mean, no particular reason. But for real though, look at this group of contenders. It looks like someone put a bottle of Hershey syrup in the mayonnaise aisle. Yo. All these white dudes look the same. In fact, three of them are the same guy and you didn't even notice. That's how similar they all are. If you ask me, Byron could win this thing easy. All he has to do is say, vote for me and I'll let you say it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm kidding. You know they already say it. Listen, for more on the race for Speaker, we go live to the Capitol with Desi Lydic. Desi, what's your take on the situation?
Well, in political science terms, Republicans are all kinds of
f***ed up right now. Although, to be fair, the situation isn't all bad. When the House doesn't have a speaker, Americans don't have to pay any bills.
I'm almost certain that's not true. You have to pay your bills.
No, I don't think so. You can't pass bills, therefore I don't have to pay bills. It's political science. It's okay. It's your first day.
Wow. Cool, cool. All right. Look, it's been a few weeks now. What can Republicans do to find a speaker?
Well, Republicans can do what women have been doing for centuries. They can settle. Younger. It's time to accept a speaker who's, you know, just good enough. I mean, maybe his resume isn't as tall as you had hoped for. Maybe he sends you weird pictures of his caucus. Or, I don't know, maybe he's Jim Jordan. Well, tough. That is what settling is all about. Either he's got a job or he's good in bed. It's never both. He either has a good relationship with his mom or he's good in bed. It's never both. You know, he can either read or he's good in bed. It's never both. Why can't it ever be both?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot about you, Jesse.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to pick someone. Who do you think they should pick?
Oh, that's their choice, Steezes. I would never tell Republicans what they should do with their legislative body. Is time is of the essence, and their political clock is ticking, okay? Maybe, just maybe, Kevin McCarthy was the one that got away. You know, they had a mediocre thing going, and they took it for granted. Look, I know he lies, and he's not good with money, and yeah, he voted to overturn the election. He's also probably terrible in bed and can't read, but look, it's cuffing season. For the love of God, just turn off the lights and vote.
Jesse Rogers, everybody. So good. Listen, when we come back, I'll meet some real New Yorkers, so stick around. You're...
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
Yes! Welcome back to The Daily Show. Now, if you know anything about me, I am a real New Yorker. But I don't know if any of y'all are real New Yorkers, so I hit the street to find out.
Girl, what up? It's your boy, Jesus Nice. We're here in New York City talking to New Yorkers about what makes them a real New Yorker. We're going to find out if it's about being born here versus the experience you had here. Follow me or let's hear some chopped cheese stories. You consider yourself a real New Yorker?
Definitely, yes.
Were you born here?
I was born here. Fort Greene, Brooklyn, Brooklyn Hospital.
That's how you know he's a real New Yorker. He told me the hospital. I did not ask him. Okay? This is what we do. We are obnoxious like that. Are you a New Yorker?
I consider myself a New Yorker.
You consider yourself a New Yorker?
I moved here from Hong Kong when I was 4 years old.
Is there like one event that happened that you're like, damn it, I went through that, I'm a New Yorker? Or is it just the whole experience?
Really the whole experience. I mean, even this itself is an experience I would consider, yeah.
What do you feel is the most New York thing you've ever seen?
Probably when Jay-Z brought Oprah to Moss.
It's your boy!
Now, as a New Yorker, what borough has the worst guys?
The worst guys? I would say the Bronx.
How do you catch a stray? What's wrong with the Bronx?
I just feel like the Bronx is dirty, no offense.
What about Uptown in the Bronx? You ever been?
I don't freak with the Bronx, bro.
Here we go with the Bronx.
It's just far, bro. It's a far-ass train ride.
It is far.
The most crazy shit I seen, I was on Fordham Road and Grand Concourse, and a crackhead went right in the middle of the street and just took a shit. That's the most crazy shit I've seen so far.
To be fair, is that crazy for Fordham Road?
Nah, that's regular Bronx.
As every New Yorker has one of these, I have to ask you what yours is. Your go-to bodega order.
Chopped cheese? No,
okay.
Yeah, I go with that one.
The hero or the roll?
The roll.
Ooh, okay.
The hero's a lot, especially in the morning.
Too much meat?
No, too, yeah.
Yeah, yo, hey.
Let me get a BLT. Mayonnaise, salt, pepper, extra tomato.
You want me to say bacon, egg, and cheese?
I don't. That's stereotypical.
That's what you want me to say.
If you said that, that means you're a transplant or undercover cop. We're not falling for it. Which of these two ratings do you think is a better rating? An A or a C?
I'm gonna say A.
Past that, A means it's clean, the rats that work there have benefits, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Do you know what the C means?
No.
It's supposed to mean the place is disgusting, there's probably rat hair in the food. Wrong, it means it's probably some of the best food you have, succulent, you're gonna eat that chicken off the bone. Which is the best restaurant grade?
Come on, off the rim.
Okay, A means clean,
yeah,
C means flavorful.
Come on, baby, yeah, you know.
If they ain't give you no attitude and they ain't got a C on the front door.
The Chinese spot with the B got the best chicken wings, man.
The B stands for best. Are you a Knicks fan?
Oh, come on, baby, do or die. We in the Mecca.
Right there, baby.
I mean, you know, we ain't winning a minute, but we
I think we got it this year.
Yeah, we got it, baby.
Oh, die hard.
Let's go.
New York Knicks all day, baby.
That's what I love about New Yorkers, our optimism. But when the Knicks win the championship, what are you gonna vandalize? Me personally, I'm gonna flip the Christopher Columbus statue at 59th Street. Get him out of here. If you have one piece of advice for anyone about to come to New York, what would you
do? What advice is mind your business and you won't get up.
Mind your business.
Mm-hmm.
Mind your business.
Mind your goddamn business. I think you have passed the test. You are a real New Yorker, man.
I appreciate you.
We're about to go put on a fresh Yankee fitted and some Air Force Ones in your honor, man.
You already know, let's go.
Even though you completely destroyed the Bronx, you called us dirty, you said we're fatherless, I recognize you are a true New Yorker.
Yes.
Thank you. Using the talent that was given to me by Giuliani, I now proclaim you a true New Yorker. This guy is the real deal, right here.
Pleasure.
You can run for mayor one day.
Let's go, baby. Let's go Mets, let's go Knicks.
What does it take to be a New Yorker, in your opinion?
You have to have a lot of grit, and you have to work hard, play hard, and also you just have to be opinionated, hold your own.
You know what? Using your own standard definition of a New Yorker, you passed the test, Sammy.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. You are now a true New Yorker.
Yes.
I want you to walk down the street and bump into someone and not apologize. There we go. Can't beat that. Oh. All right, when we come back, we'll be talking to a real New Yorker. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will be joining me on the show. Don't go away.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
To the Daily Show. My guest tonight represents New York's 14th Congressional District, which includes parts of the Bronx and Queens. Please welcome Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. Chachi. Listen, always good to see you.
Always good to see a Bronxite. Always good to see a Bronxite.
You can't just do that formal introduction. We've got to do that BX introduction.
Exactly.
How you been?
I've been good. I mean, it's been a little, you know, crazy.
It's been a while. And it's been a wild time in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
What's in Rod been like for you? Because I see you on social media, and you could just be like, hey, it's a sunny day. And people are like, I hate you.
You know, it's not that different than the 6 train at midnight sometimes. Mm.
Got you.
So, you know, you get that practice in.
Right, but you still love what you do.
I do. In fact, I think I love it now more than ever.
Okay, I have to ask you about the House Speaker debacle.
Yes.
From the outside, I have no idea what's going in. Could you just really quickly explain it?
So, Republicans kicked out their Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And now they can't find a new guy to run their group project.
Yes.
And they're all like fighting with each other about it.
Got you.
Yeah.
Now for a local in the Bronx, how does this affect them?
So in terms of how this affects the Bronx, we've got a clock ticking on a government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And if this gets us to a point of a government shutdown, I mean, that's real, right? That's when we start seeing TSA and airports get affected. That's when people could potentially miss their checks.
Right.
So this is something that's really important for everybody to make sure that we get that pressure on. But also, we need to make sure that we don't have people like Jim Jordan or extremists, because whoever takes over the House could potentially put our democracy in danger when it comes to certifying or recertifying an election and so on.
Got you. Now, you know, people say Congress doesn't really get anything done right now because of the shutdown. But what were you guys getting done before? Because I know you've been doing some.
Okay. That's an excellent question.
Right.
I will say, from when Republicans took over to now, they provided a lot of meme content.
Yes.
But before that, when Democrats were in the majority, we passed the largest climate package in American history.
Okay.
We capped insulin at $35 mm-hmm. for people. We made sure that, you know, when the pandemic went through, we started the program of child tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had some folks in the Senate shut that down, but when we take back the Senate, we want to make sure that we reestablish and expand those programs back again, too. So,
okay.
We're able to do some things. They're on the struggle bus a little bit.
She's like, put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
I feel you. All right, so we just did a piece about the people running for House Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you voting for?
None of them,
okay.
I can tell you. I'll be casting my vote for Hakeem Jeffries.
Shout out to Hakeem. All right. So, you know, shout out to my parents, all the parents. Immigrants are the lifeblood of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Our mayor, Eric Adams, he said we can't handle anymore in here. You represent one of the most diverse districts in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
What can be done at the federal level to help?
Well, here's the thing, is that I think whether from all parts of the political spectrum, one of the biggest issues that we have when it comes to immigration is the fact that we have an undocumented population.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can fix that by trying to build a wall, or you can fix that by trying to document people and create a path to citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have folks that might say, look at these systems, you know, that our shelter system has weight and things like that. But one of the reasons that our public systems experience weight is because people don't have a documented and reliable path to work and sustain themselves,
mm-hmm.
just like all of our ancestors did and our grandparents and great-grandparents. You know, I always love when people talk about, like, oh, well, you know, my great-grandfather came and he wrote his name wrong on a book and now he's a citizen.
Yes.
And, like, can we put two and two together that our processes today are so difficult that they make our immigration process difficult? But that doesn't mean that immigrants do not create a positive contribution to our country and our economy and our society. And so the answer should really be, we should make it easier to be legal, documented, and a citizen of the United States of America.
Right there. Well, it was great talking to you. Thank you for coming. Give it up for Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, from the BX. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
Yo, that's our show for tonight. Before we go, please consider supporting DreamYard. They work with young people, families, and schools, and we're the BX to build pathways towards equity and opportunity through the arts. If you can donate, please click the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.